USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The most violent protest in the country continued throughout the night in Portland, Oregon, as fireworks were shot into the federal courthouse, causing fires. Thousands upon thousands of people gathered in Portland streets hours after a U.S. judge denied Oregon's request to restrict federal agents' actions. Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf also stated that the troops are not there by executive order.
Individuals that are in Portland are acting under FPS authority, Department of Homeland Security authority. Doesn't have anything to do with an executive order. This is existing authority that has been on the books for decades. That is the authority they're using to go in and to protect a federal facility. FPS protects almost 9,000 facilities around the country. There's no other facility that has this type of violent activity night after night after night.
Federal Protective Service officers declared the gathering as an unlawful assembly and cited that at least 18 officers had been injured. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.